ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says the locator tool is important for bringing people together. ARRL Field Day is a great opportunity to gather, not only with members of the public to be able to visit with radio amateurs about our hobby, but many not-so-active hams who use the event as a chance to get on the air, said Harrop. The site locator is key for making those connections. With a little more than a month to go until the big weekend, there were 538 sites listed on the locator. To search for a site near you, just go to the map and zoom in on your area. Click the red map pins for details about each site. To add information to the locator, click on Add a Station. ARRL Field Day is the most popular on-air event annually in North America. More than 31,000 hams participate each year. Connect with others who are preparing for the event in the official ARRL Field Day annual event Facebook group. Spring season section manager election results are in. ARRL members in Utah have elected Brett Pruitt, K7BDP of Hurricane, to continue as the ARRL Utah section manager, and his new term of office starts on July 1st. Pruitt received 275 votes, and Bob Craven, N7GTE, received 234 votes. The election ballots were counted on Tuesday, May 20th at ARRL headquarters. Pruitt was first appointed as section manager of the ARRL Utah section on February 1st, after previous section manager Pat Marlin, N7PAT, resigned from the role in late January for health reasons. Nevada will have a new section manager as well as of July 1st, 2025. Craig McVeary, N0CSM, was the only nominee to run for the new term of office when nominations closed on March 6th. John Bigley, N7UR, the current Nevada section manager, decided not to run for a new term of office after serving as section manager for the past 10 years. And there is more information for you on the section manager election at ARRL.org. Three new members were inducted into the Amateur Radio Contest Hall of Fame on May 17, 2025, during Hamvention Weekend. Pat Barkley, N9RV, has been an active CW contester and station builder since getting his first license as WN8YVR in Michigan in 1967. John Lanny III, KB4BAI, was first licensed as KN4BAI in November 1954 at the age of 12.